brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. It is the fifth day of May 2009 on this Tuesday edition, and we are going to be live here for the next 4 hours. I'll tell you about some of the guests coming up the show in the next segment. We're also going to have wide open phones today. You know, many days now when I come in here and have my stack of news and information I want to cover, it just amazes me how serious, how over the top, how clearly tyrannical all of it is. I mean, the despotism is running wild across the face of our planet in a big way, in a huge way. And so coming up later in this hour, this news is too important to just come right into the show and start covering, and I must build up to it because I need to somehow note that this is big, important information, that this is something special, that this is shocking, that this is of great import. Because if I just mix it in with the rest of the news, it will just only serve to condition all of us, including myself, to become acclimated, acclimatized, that is comfortable with our position of slavery. This is how tyranny generally works. Sometimes it comes quickly, but the elites throughout history have found it's better for it to be a creeping sort of death. We have Mike Rivera of What Really Happened joining us coming up in an hour. And then we have a Harvard economist who's saying decriminalized drugs. Jeffrey Myron will be popping in briefly coming up later in the show today. We're going to have Ernest Hancock, We Are Change Arizona, talking about some of the things that they are doing there, including preparing to hand out 10,000 Obama deception DVDs they've burned when Obama comes to the local university there in Phoenix. So that is coming up today, but most of those are kind of mini guests that will pop in 15, 20 minutes. We will have open phones while those guests are on today. Now, the big news today is not the fact that our fan-based YouTube site that was getting over 1 million views a week as of late, it was turning into just a mega juggernaut. Every video he posted more than a dozen a day. We usually do about 3 hours a day live at PrisonPlanet.tv. They're 10-minute videos, do the math. We're talking about 18 videos, I guess, on average. Each one getting about 10,000 views in a few days. Some of them getting 1 million views. Some of them getting 500,000 views, 200,000 views. I mean, you know, some of them hit the zeitgeist, as they say. And there's hundreds of other big channels promoting our videos and clipping clips of my films into their films. I mean, we're huge. We dominate. We're numero uno. There's no doubt about that in the world of political information on video websites, not just YouTube and Google, but everywhere. Domination. And I've been noticing the last few months a clear hunting down of patriot, libertarian, conservative, anti-New World Order, grassroots liberal sites. I mean, you know, mainstream news was showing the Marines throwing the puppy off the cliff, and YouTube will still ban it to this day. They do not allow showing the troops killing Iraqi kids. You know, they don't, and because the White House admits and Lieberman admits that's not allowed. So they ban anything that isn't establishment now at YouTube. I mean, Google is the whore of the Internet to the New World Order, and because they have the nerve to claim, do no evil, don't be evil, when they are a CIA, NSA admitted command base to take over the entire Internet. And they're hypocritical criminals. We'll break that down when we get back and a lot more.
You are a rebel. Admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There is no doubt that the mainstream media, the European Union, the United States, Canada, the Western world has declared war on all forms of liberty and freedom, all forms of independence and honor, private property, free speech. It is all under savage attack. You know, tens and tens and tens of millions of views at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. And what makes me angry at YouTube is that the hypocritical creatures suspended the account, fan-based account, that was just getting bigger and bigger. Every week was in the top videos, routinely number one on YouTube. And that's just one outpost for us on YouTube, which is one outpost of hundreds in the digital war. One of hundreds of big outposts. There are millions and billions total small outposts. But a key fight in the info war against the globalists, a key place where we're able to reach out to new people and wake up just untold amounts of folks, unlock their minds. But what upsets me is that I'm sure you've heard about this. You can just put it into a search engine and pull it up if you haven't. That Google is digitizing all the major literary works of all time, including the Bible, Harry Potter, Sun Tzu's Art of War. Whether it has a copyright or not, Google is allowed to do it because they were set up by MIT and the Central Intelligence Agency, and they office out and their development firm out of the NASA complex. And we've had Mr. Steele and other CIA high-level agents on in technology to document who the people are at the CIA, just like AT&T and all these big outfits are government-run or controlled, IBM, Walmart. It's all infrastructure. It's all intertied together. This is the military-industrial complex. And it is a government operation to dominate the Internet. They are digitizing all the printed works in the world, claiming they can do it, claiming they own it, but then I show a Pittsburgh Post-Gazette article. That's what got the Alex Jones channel taken down. Folks, the Washington Journal on C-SPAN for 25 years, in the papers, show in New York News every day. I mean, I went to took RTF, and it's basic. You can show any news article you want. You can show clippings. I can sit here and show news articles for 4 hours every day and simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. In fact, a lot of newspapers send out their papers to all the different media outlets, radio stations, you name it, wanting them to be covered. You know, the issue here is that they said, oh, no, you can't. And the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette complained and said he can't show our news article, which was even crazier because it was about myself being attacked and libeled by them and defamed by them so I could really show it. But that's why the Alex Jones channel was completely blown away. Now, I got all this important genetically engineered H1N1 flu news. I've got police state news. I've got incredible economy news. But it is about the attack on free speech today. But again, what's happening to me is a microcosm. I'm going to break all this down after I cover other news at the bottom of the hour. But I do want you to call everybody you know. I do want to point out this live transmission on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave of the Internet satellite, soon to be on XM 3 hours a day. We'll give you the show times. It may be live or may be retransmitted. We're not sure yet. But we will be on. It's a done deal. Signed deal. Affiliate deal. You know, where they get half the ads, we get half the ads. That's why deals are done. Basic month-to-month deal has been inked with XM and Sirius to start June 6th. So the show is really becoming so mainstream. It's seen as extremely radical. But more and more big AM and FMs are picking us up. Because what we've talked about has all come true. We have incredible credibility. So we're making huge inroads. We are exploding. The establishment is now paying major attention to us. We're getting death threats. We're getting threats. We're getting all sorts of dirty tricks that I won't even elaborate on here. And I just smile inwardly because I know that means my mission to damage the New World Order with truth, to go after them, to defeat them, to rout them, to stand up against them. I mean, I'm committed to this fight. There's no getting out of it now. I'm glad I committed. If I had it all over to do again, I would do it and even more. I would have just worked harder when I was young. I only put about 8 hours into this when I was 22, 23, 24. By the time I was 25, it went to about 10, 12 hours. By the time I was about 28, it went to 16 hours. Now many days, it's 18 hours. It completely has consumed me, this mission to defeat the globalists, to bring them to justice, to warn the people, to raise the alarm. And we're doing it. We're doing it effectively, and I am honored and blessed and humbled. Now, the big issue here is YouTube has a long history of banning anything that criticized the military, that showed them killing dogs, killing sheep, killing animals, torturing dogs, sitting off the side of the road, machine gunning whole families for fun and laughing about it. And YouTube would take these down. Even when it was on national news, Google and YouTube would take these down. And the White House admits, and the Senate admits, and Lieberman admits, they just email them what they don't like. The Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, are, quote, partners. They have employees paid for with federal grants inside YouTube now for a year, banning anything and everything. And they go through YouTube and Google on record. This is all mainstream news. You can search engine it and pull it up. It's been covered ad nauseum. They're proud of it. The mainstream media says it's good. Banning anything and everything they want. So the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL are literally the commissariat. That's the political police in America. You don't know what commissariat is? Search engine that and give me the definition of commissariat. Commissariat, yeah, that's the Soviet political police. And they had the NKVD that then, if the commissariat pointed you out in their little black uniforms, you would then be dragged away. And then give me the Alexander Solzhenitsyn quote, too. Oh, how we burn in the camps. I want to read that. Because, listen, when I say this, I mean it in my heart. I know it intellectually. I know it in my gut. I know it in my spirit. They are going to do the same thing here they did in Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union and in Cambodia and in China. And the globalists funded it all. They plan a bloody purge in America. There is no doubt. The globalists admit it. Now, what they're trying to eat a big elephant here, but they're eating this one big piece at a time. They've already eaten about half the elephant. And they're down into our innards right now like a bunch of vampire bats on our beating heart, sucking it dry, just slathering the blood all over their little goblin-like faces. And you can see all the different little vampire bats in there having their blood meals bloated, enjoying themselves. You ever read about the feeding practices of a vampire bat? I happen to pick up this animal encyclopedia I've got that I read to my children every day. And I opened it to vampire bats this morning. It just reminded me how disgusting they are. It made me think of the New World Order. I'm not going to describe their feeding habits, but you need to go read it for yourself. Here's a commissariat. No, that's not the commissar. Just print me commissar. This is the Latin name for the supply house people in the army go to, a system for supplying an army with food supplies. Just give me commissar. And it says the commissariat's a government department in the Union of the Soviet Socialist Republics. But the popular name is the, I'm going to the commissar, the PX to get some cigarettes. But in the Soviet system, it's the Department of the Union of the Soviet Republics. Yeah, that was the political police. Pull me up, commissar. Anyways, I digress. They are literally setting up a commissariat here in the United States. There is absolutely no doubt, and when I say that, we have documentation. So that is coming up. And I'm going to give you, there's huge news all over the place. Hate crimes bills. Michael Savage can't basically go to Europe, can't go to England. Listen to this. This is a commissar. Russian commissar. Medieval Latin commissar. Is a Communist Party official assigned to a military unit to teach party principles and policies and to ensure party loyalty. One that attempts to control public opinion or its expression. The head of a government department in the Union of the Soviet Socialist Republics. Okay. And they sent the NKVD. Next quote I want is Alexander Solzhenitsyn, oh, how he burned in the camps. Thank you. It's great to be able to do that because I can't type it while I talk. I can't chew gum and kick butt at the same time, as they say. I can walk and chew gum. not very well, though. Unless you get me mad. I'm one of the people that stumbles over my own feet until I get mad and then I can jump over 8-foot fences. I think we can all do that, though, can't we? One time this bull broke the rope it was tied up to and tried to kill me, and there was an 8-foot fence, and I jumped over it with one little bound. And Jess Adkins, the large animal that I was working for, he said, that got the fire going in your belly, didn't it? YouTube, in egregious censorship of Alex Jones' channel, talk show host banned from UK for political opinions. Yeah, I was put into the potential ban list. I won't know until I ever try to fly there. And then, of course, they won't let, on the left, George Galloway come into Canada. That's how it works. Everybody gets banned. Homeland Security Agency, you know, this came out last week. We linked to it. Didn't seem to get any attention. Now it's on the Drudge Report and everywhere. Yeah, they listen to alternative media as terrorists. Just in a, it's an appendix to the Homeland Security document we broke, where they said returning veterans and gun owners are terrorists. Folks, they're going to turn the commissariat loose on you, and it's going to be one hell of a fight. We'll be right back to break all this down and a lot more. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 5th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $9,1180. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $9,3820, $4,6910 for a half ounce, and $2,3455 for the quarter ounce. That's $9,3820, $4,6910, and $2,3455.
Bailout equals market distortions, increased money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust and confidence, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver. Silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Your women crying, look at your young men dying, the way they've always done before.
You know what a good exercise is? Go read the quotes of Thomas Jefferson about how tyranny grows. There is no doubt the most vicious, hardcore, sinister tyranny run by the progeny of the people that carried out all the major tyranny of the last century is now preparing for a massive blood meal here in the United States. They want to wreck everything. They want to have purges. They want to have death squads. And to do that, they got to throttle the economy, bring us into a deep, sustained depression, militarize the police, which they've done, play them off against the American people. It is high treason to have the federal government signing us into a North American Union as they've done now for 4 years. It is high treason to say returning veterans are the number one terror threat. It is high treason to sign our sovereignty over to international bodies and to be setting up a new Bank of the World that openly Time magazine says in an article titled The New World Order that will rule the United States. You are the terrorist. You are the financial and physical terrorist. You are illegitimate. And of course you declare those of us that point out your criminality is illegitimate. You're like a bank robber coming into a bank, robbing the bank himself, and then calling the police on the bank teller and saying it's the bank teller's fault I'm hauling off all this loot, when it's the bank teller that was hitting the silent alarm. We're hitting the alarm on you, and you're saying we're the terrorist. So that's coming up in the next segment. I am very upset about what's happening. Michael Savage banned from England. George Galloway banned from Canada and Europe. Conservatives. The conservative, who's the guy from the Netherlands? Or is he's been all over TV. He's got he's been criticizing the open borders in Europe, so he's banned from Canada too. It's a whole bunch of people. Just Google European Member of Parliament banned from Canada, something like that. I you know, I'm going to stop saying Google search engine. We've got to get an alternative to them that's good. I guess Scroogle.org and others. I'm gonna go on the attack in the next segment. I declare war on the tyrants that have declared war on us. Some of the other news that is coming up today. House Democrats seek 94 plus billion dollars more in emergency funds. I mean, every 2 weeks they want another 80 million, 100 million, 94 billion. See, my mind can't even get wrapped around it. I just said million. 94.2 billion. 14.8 trillion is now what the news is reporting. I keep saying 12.8 trillion. That was the old number a month ago. They've stolen another 2 plus trillion since then. It has been 6.5, 7 months since the October 3rd banker takeover, and they're over $14 trillion stolen. That is more than the GDP. The GDP's $13 trillion a year. The gross domestic product, all the money, everything this country produces in a year, everything dwarfed in 6.5 months, $14-plus trillion, according to AP and Bloomberg. $14-plus trillion now. And in another month, the numbers will come out. It'll be $16 trillion, and then $18 trillion, and then $20 trillion. And I guess at this rate, it'll be $26 trillion in 1 year. $26 trillion! They have stolen everything, and they know they've committed crimes unrivaled in history, financial crimes, and crimes against our liberty and our freedoms. And they're going for broke. They have robbed and stolen. It's like a serial killer that's already killed 20 people. Why not pick up 20 more hitchhikers and gut them? And, you know, I mean, they don't care, folks. They're going wild. They're going to take your pension funds, everything. And they're going to use dumbed-down paramilitary, juiced-up cops. It's all over the news today how cops all over the country get kickbacks, get to keep the cars they seize. Cops take over the bars they seize. I mean, this country is just completely fried. And if we don't admit how fried it is and how bad it is, it's over. By the way, police that are on the take, and I know that's not everywhere, but in the big cities it is, and a lot of the small towns have boss hogs running them. Don't you understand we're going to collapse like Mexico? Don't you understand that's what parasite behavior does? It's just all falling apart. And there, I mean, what message does that send, though, when the big bosses have stolen 14 plus trillion in 6-7 months? Do the math. I don't know. What's October 3rd to now? Is that 7 months? I mean, this is, yeah, 7 months. This is stealing unprecedented.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility needs fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live. I'm going to break down the vicious, sustained, savage attack on free speech, the First Amendment, all over the United States and the Western world. Now, YouTube brought in the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center a little more than a year ago and openly announced under federal grants they were going to be nesting inside Google and YouTube, banning anything they wanted banned, basically. And anything criticizing the war in the Middle East, anything showing the troops shooting Iraqi men, women, and children as they drive down the road off the side of the highway for pleasure, banned. Even when soldiers themselves psychopathically uploaded to their own channels, YouTube and Google would ban it. The Marines throwing the puppy off the cliff or machine gunning sheep for fun or killing sick dogs for fun. People say, oh, you're anti-troops. No, we're showing what evil is so it doesn't become accepted, so our entire society doesn't fall to wickedness. And they banned that. Even when mainstream national news would show it, still banned on YouTube and Google. And they began banning the white supremacist. Now, people don't like white supremacists. A lot of distasteful things they're saying. Still, though, you let them take their rights, everybody loses their rights. And And there have just been hundreds of cases and examples where YouTube and Google admits, MySpace admits they've banned sending links to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Our bulletins aren't allowed to go out from our MySpace account. You know, this is system-wide on the Internet, and it's been ratcheting up. In the last few months, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of YouTube accounts with mild criticism, where it was people's direct video cam uploads of them in their living rooms, them in their bedrooms, criticizing the government, criticizing Republicans, criticizing Democrats. Even mild stuff is being purged and erased all over YouTube and Google. There have been delisting patriot websites, anti-globalist websites everywhere. This has been going on en masse. And it's intensifying everywhere. Meanwhile, we have the New York Times coming out with headlines saying we need to get rid of the free Internet. We need to, quote, make it safe with gatekeepers. We have Senator Jay Rockefeller saying we would have been better off without the Internet. Last week, another member of Congress got up and said, do we need to give Obama a on-off switch for the Internet? Do we need to restrict speech on the Internet? 2 years ago, they had the Violent Radicalization Act hearings where they showed 9/11 architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth with peer-reviewed journals next to Al-Qaeda training camp videos saying we've got to ban all of this on the web. I mean, the lists just go on and on. And they teach school children that they have to have their bags searched, their lockers searched, drug dogs, cameras in the bathrooms, cameras in the school rooms, in the lunchrooms, the halls. Most of the public schools under federal grants, they write their essays on Internet systems and, quote, the federal government scans it. Homeland Security scans it for talk of violence. People are arrested for essays about zombies attacking fictitious schools. You know, the valedictorian brings a cake the last day for a party with their teacher and friends, and they get arrested for having plastic Dixie knives and Dixie forks and a little plastic box that the police find, and they take away her diploma. You know, you see all these cases. Or somebody, you know, draws a picture in art class. They say, draw a picture of your dad and mom. They draw a picture of their dad, who's a Marine Corps captain with an M16. They get arrested. That's a real case. Somebody at a football game gets assaulted by the black coach who assaults the camera woman who took a picture because he threw a fit. The husband jumps down. The black guy calls him racial names. He calls the black guy a racial name. He gets arrested in Idaho. Again, whether you like that name or not, it's selective enforcement and it's attacks on the First Amendment. And in Europe, they have disbarred members of the judiciary. They have arrested members of the press for criticizing the EU. Hundreds of examples. Robin Page, BBC host of One Man and His Dog, a rural affairs show, apolitical, no political news, where he walks across the country to different villages, going to different pubs and taverns and different farms and showing people, you know, the beautiful Emerald Isle of England, Scotland, and Ireland. The Emerald Isles over there. He gets up at a speech and says they're taking over our rural community. Rural communities deserve the same rights as Muslims and homosexuals. The word scientific definition, homosexual, is considered a hate crime. He was arrested, and the BBC apologized for what he'd done because the public has been so brainwashed, scientific terms are now illegal. Heterosexual, homosexual, Anglo, Negro, just scientific terms. Because this is what they did in the Soviet Union. The commissariats had hate speech. And they would arrest you for similar things. And so first they start out with Nazis saying, hey, we should ban their free speech. People say, yeah, ban their speech. Then you can't criticize the government next. And literally, there are thousands of examples of this. People accuse me of exaggerating things. It's worse than I can explain. People, you know, we've had on upstate New York, he's at the mall, it's Christmas. He has a shirt saying peace on earth. They walk up and say, that's a peace shirt. He said, no, it's a Christmas shirt. You can't have that in the mall. Take it off. And the guy said, I don't have a shirt on. I'd be shirtless. And the guy said, take it off. And he said, I'll just leave. And they said, no, we're going to go ahead and arrest you for that with your shirt with Christmas tree on the front of it. This is America, ladies and gentlemen. This is happening here now. They don't care if there aren't laws against free speech. They still arrest you in the United States. Now, by the way, cue up Michael Savage talking about Obama is going to stage terror attacks, and also Alan Keyes has now come out and said that. And again, I disagree with a lot of what Savage has said. But I will fight to the death for his right to say it. Remember, a few years ago, though, he said, if you disagree with the war, that's aiding terrorists, so you need to be arrested. There's no free speech under the Enemy Sedition Act. You need to be put in a prison camp, and we shouldn't have to pay for you, so it should be forced labor. When he said that, I pointed out that that is a call to criminal activity, and that is illegal, what he did. I mean, if I call for arresting, say, black people or Jews or Mexicans because of their political views or their race or whatever, that is a call to criminal activity. And if, you know, if he had government power, that would be high treason, and that would be indictable. It's not really indictable because under the First Amendment, I believe in a broad interpretation, I believe he narrowly has a right to do that. He has a right to say they should have a dictatorship and I should be put in a camp. It's despicable, but Savage has completely turned a new leaf and is now talking about government-sponsored terror, the Bilderberg Group, you name it. Now, he's talked about how England's dying, and England is dying. They have a 1.3 birth rate. That's averaging in the hordes of foreigners that have taken it over. And, of course, Tony Blair claimed he was fighting illegal aliens. It turned out he signed a secret deal with the EU to bring in unlimited amounts, and they instantly legalize them when they show up. Totally illegal. The member of the parliament who exposed that got, no, two members, got SWAT team. Remember, that was in the news, and their computers taken away for their speeches in parliament criticizing Tony Blair and now Gordon Brown. That happened to another one, saying that it was illegal to criticize them. Remember that? Folks, I mean, it's 2 minutes to midnight here. They're killing anti-open border members of the parliaments in European countries. People walk up and gun them down now. They've killed quite a few of them. The globalists mean business. Talk show host banned from UK for political opinions. Savage appears on hate speech list for opposing illegal immigration. American talk show host Michael Savage has been banned from entering the UK by the Home Secretary because of his political opinions and opposition to illegal immigration, which is considered hate speech in airstrip one. Home Secretary Joaquin Smith said she decided to make public the names of others to be utter understand the sort of behavior Britain was not prepared to tolerate. They will not tolerate your behavior. They'll let in all the radical Muslims to then lead the little MI6-controlled terror groups to stage terror attacks. They'll find the useful idiots to go out and be part of drills and then be blown up. They'll allow anything in England as long as it breaks down the society. And I know why they don't like Savage, because I've heard the clips. I rarely listen. He talks about it. England is dying, 1.3, 1.4, depending on the year population. So for every two people, that were born previously, they have 1.3 children. And that's adding in all the foreigners that have moved in. It's really one person for every two people. They're dying. England's dead. The Brits are all moving out running because the tax rate's really about 70% over there. You know, the income tax is at 50% with no loopholes. Then they got all these other taxes. It's literally like 1984 over there. Cameras, secret police, tattletale squads. If a crust of bread falls off your table at a cafe, police are watching, they arrest you. They say zero tolerance littering. Secret police come up and question you where you're going, what you're doing. It's happened to Paul Watson, Steve Watson. It's happened to me. I saw it happening to other people. I mean, it is hellish, folks. It's worse than what the Soviet Union was like, according to people I know that went to the Soviet Union during the height of it. I mean, it is, you want to go visit something worse than communist China, go to England. And D.C.'s now like that. I mean, the security guards and police come up, and you'll have a family 100 yards away from the Washington Monument just sitting there on a blanket eating a sandwich. They go, no picnics allowed. And they'll just say, get out of here, scum. They'll say, you know, they'll pull out a baton, extend it, and say, did you hear me? You're about to get hurt right in front of little kids. Everywhere we were, they would run up to us and say, you can't videotape any monuments. And we'd say, but we're not even inside the little roped out area. And they said, listen, I don't care. And I said, well, I have a First Amendment. I was with an international film crew, the IFC film crew, and they said, we, you know, they tried to do the right thing, as the system calls it, and called to see if they could get permits to film buildings. I mean, that, you know, they got the mainstream media gelded, and they said, no permits issued. It's First Amendment. Well, not once you get there. So they say, we won't issue you a permit, but then you're also not allowed to film. Everywhere threatening to arrest us, everywhere running up threatening to arrest us. We'd be set up in front of the Supreme Court. They threatened to arrest us. We'd be set up, at, you know, across the street, Library of Congress. They run up and threaten to arrest us. We'd be at the monuments, threaten to arrest us. We'd be outside the Lincoln Memorial. They'd run out and threaten to arrest us. I mean, they hate America. They hate freedom, and they're here to let you know. And I'd watch families. I thought it was just us or something. I'd watch families across the street from the White House, you know, eating snow cones, little kids with buck teeth, you know, freckles on their faces. And the cops would walk over and go, you're not allowed to stand here. You're not allowed to film. Move along. This is what America is. They're letting you know you're prisoners. Just like when a bank robbery takes place. They say, everybody hands up, get down on the ground. That's what America is. They train learned helplessness in the public schools. How to be frisked. How to put your hands behind your head and go outside. How to be prisoners. We're going into bondage. Foreign corporations using psych warfare have taken over, and they're taking us down. Talk show host banned from UK for political opinions. Home Secretary said she decided to make public the names so others could better understand what sort of behavior Britain was not prepared to tolerate, according to the ITN report. We have a link to that video report up on PrisonPlanet.com. The list of 16 unwelcome individuals includes neo-Nazis, former Ku Klux Klan members. See, they always mix it in with something that sounds reasonable. Same thing. You know, Nazis, Ku Klux Klan members, black, you know, nationalists, and Ron Paul supporters with bumper stickers and veterans and gun owners and alternative media. The list includes 16 unwelcome individuals, including neo-Nazis, Ku Klux Klan members, racist skinhead groups, Islamic preachers supposedly linked to terror groups. Alongside these appear the names of Savage, who's a conservative talk show host in the mold of Rush Limbaugh, who has consistently opposed illegal immigration and the declining stature of U.S. sovereignty. Yeah, how dare him? I mean, my God, imagine this guy criticizes the open borders. And people openly calling for La Reconquista, and from Texas to Oregon to Colorado and south of that, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, to be given back to Mexico. Openly said, and all gringos killed. All gringos killed above the age of 16. That's the plan of San Diego. I didn't know what it was until I was at a Mexican Independence Day rally with all this preaching against the United States at the Capitol with my mouth hanging open. The only reason I went is I got threats from the group saying I better not come. And I said, well, I wasn't going to go, but I better go now. And I got there, and people were, the people that read Spanish there, one Hispanic UT student said, Alex, and then another professor was there, said, do you know what those green shirts are? And I said, no. And they said, that's the plan of San Diego. That means kill all gringos. And I went home and Googled it, and I was on, you know, Mexico City, you know, History Society about the valiant murder of the gringos and World War I for the German government slaughtering countless people in South Texas under a German army attack. And I was like, my God, I was never taught this. And they're out there wearing Plan of San Diego. You talk about Plan of San Diego, you aren't traveling. And they plan that in the U.S. There's 1,100,000 plus people on the no-fly list, and they admit it's going to be a no-fly list and no travel list and no job list under that National ID Card Real ID Act. I mean, you talk about, you know, in Germany where the Jews and gypsies and people and Seventh-day Adventist and people and all these other hundreds of groups weren't allowed to have businesses, weren't allowed to live. And that's how they first destroyed their economics over a few years, got them in ghettos, got them locked down. They said, well, now you're homeless. You're not allowed to be homeless. We're going to take you to this facility for your safety. Same thing is happening in California and Hawaii and Michigan, in Florida. Oh, you're not allowed to be homeless now since there's no jobs. We're going to take you to this local camp. That's now happened, as we said it would. They know how to introduce this. They know how to do this. Alongside these appear the names of Savage. Coming to this country is a privilege. If you live by the rules that we live by, total police state, the standards and the values that we live by, we should exclude you from this country. And what's more, now we will make public those people that we have excluded, said Smith, to create a chilling effect of fear. This is the birthplace of the Magna Carta. This is where our Bill of Rights and Constitution sprung from. And they're saying no free speech. In England, they're already arresting people. Whenever I mention these BBC headlines, they don't believe me. Headline, hundreds arrested in anti-hate raids. In fact, Google that for me. Hundreds arrested in anti-hate raids, BBC. And the article reports it years ago like it's good. Oh, yes, they have thousands of police officers that sit in bars and restaurants and at parks listening, and it listed the terms. Anything, you know, seen as xenophobic, you are arrested. And England says, hey, well, you know what? Boycott England. Nobody, you know, don't travel there. Well, you know what? That's what they want. They don't want you traveling. They're already saying boycott the U.S. because of our police state. I mean, this woman is a tyrant in the mold of Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin. What a witch. What a criminal. What a just would-be dictator.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Out your window when I'm leaving.
Look, it's very, very simple.
I won't even turn my
the establishment
head.
Is making its move.
Don't
it's not enough that they've already stolen over $2 trillion from the British people
like
in the last 6 months, 7 months with their banker takeover. It's not enough that Europe's stolen $8 trillion from their people to give directly to offshore banks. It is not enough that they've stolen 14 plus trillion, according to Bloomberg and AP, That's right. Now it's 14 plus trillion. They've got to silence your free speech. And they're now saying in Europe and in England and in Canada and in the U.S. they want laws against climate change denial to be similar to Holocaust denial. See, once they set that precedent, the slippery slope, it's over. And so they have now banned Michael Savage. Now, on top of that, people like, well, the different members of their parliament have been banned from coming over here to the United States, banned from going to Canada. They get hassled when they come here. They're completely banned from going to Canada, and they get detained when they go to Canada. What happened to me? I'm having a mind blank. What's the name I've interviewed him? The member of British Parliament who can't come to Canada and can't go to Europe and can't go a bunch of other places because he's called it genocide, what's happening to Palestinians. Whether you agree with that, George Galloway, whether you agree with that or not, it's his right. Because if they take his right, you don't have one. Do you understand that? The Marines, I have seen the footage, are training to mow down property rights activists who don't want to hand over their ranches and farms. I saw that 9-10 years ago. Folks, we are deep into this. They've been preparing for a long time. And you notice they're banning my YouTube channel, a bunch of other people's. It's all disappearing. A video clip that's been up for 4 years of Pfizer, you know, doing bad stuff, video clips of Bayer knowingly shipping out HIV and the factor VIII shots to people, that's been taken down. Everything's being taken down because they're making their move. I mean, that is tyranny. That is the Soviet Union. That is Nazi Germany. When I say that the Home Secretary is a tyrant, I mean, she is a tyrant by every yardstick. And that's why they had the former head of MI5 last month go public, and she said, I've quit because this country is turning into George Orwell 1984. It really is. And it's the same thing over here. And then we have this Homeland Security domestic terrorism lexicon that was issued along with the Homeland Security document we broke a few weeks ago. Along with all the state reports the feds wrote saying Ron Paul's a terrorist, basically. Ron Paul stickers are terrorism. Gun owners are terrorists. Those buying ammo and veterans are the number one threat and are terrorists. It says we are terrorists. This is high treason. They are the terrorists. They are the criminals. How ridiculous is this? They say we're banning free speech. We're coming after your guns. You're the number one threat. And then they list in the new lexicon that finally got attention in mainstream news today. It mixes it in with white supremacist and Islamic terrorists and then says alternative media that gives a differing view than the mainstream is terrorist. It actually says it. Article up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. I mean, who can make this type of stuff up? Who? Who can make this up? It's in the News and Focus section on the right-hand side of InfoWars.com. And it's happening. They're just telling us, hey, sit down, shut up. And they're saying they're going to start shutting the web down. And they're doing it. Just like the web is the HAL 9000 as he's flipping the switches. I'm afraid, Dave. I'm afraid. I mean, the Internet's voice is starting to get slurred.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.